أنتم برفقة اس بي اس عربي 24.
مرحبا، معكم علاء التميمي. تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية والتحدث بها سيساعدك على تحسين حياتك في استراليا. سنشرح في كل حلقة من سلسلة تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية التعبيرات المستخدمة في الحياة الأسترالية، وستتمكن من تحسين مهاراتك في اللغة وتتعرف على استراليا. هل أنت مستعد؟
Learning English helps me to talk about decisions.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country in their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands, and waterways throughout Australia. Have you ever wondered how many choices we make in our everyday lives? Sometimes they are simple. What will I eat for lunch? And sometimes they are more difficult, like how should I vote? Should I get a pet? Our lives are full of decisions.
Yes or no?
Oo or hindi?
Ja oder nein?
是或者不是?
Bale ya khair?
Hindi, mai hindi.
Yosipa, for example, has decided to go on a vacation, and that's why I'm here to guide you today. My name is DJ, and today we'll practice how to talk about decisions. A decision is a choice or selection that you make after thinking about different possibilities. So when Yosipa asked me to be your host, I was excited at first. Then I began to feel unsure. I had second thoughts about it, because English is not my first language. And I was afraid that I might disappoint you. If you are having second thoughts, it means that you are changing your mind or starting to feel unsure about the decision you have already made. It's like questioning if you made the right choice or if there might be some better choice you should have made. But now I'm here. I think I've made the right choice. So let's begin with Claire and Alan as normal. Imagine it's a busy morning in the city. Claire and Alan decide to take a break from work and step outside during their lunchtime to discuss the decisions they made for their upcoming holidays.
I've made up my mind. I'm visiting Uluru this year. Have you figured out where you'll be going?
I've settled on driving the Great Ocean Road. I've never done it.
Me neither. I entertained that idea as well, but ended up making a snap decision because I found a great deal.
Lucky you. I opted for a short trip because of my budget. I kept my options open until the very last minute, hoping to find a great holiday package deal like you have, but I didn't, so...
Both Claire and Alan talk about their holiday decisions, but we can use the same phrases in a lot of everyday situations. Let's hear them again. First, Claire said...
I've made up my mind.
If you have made up your mind, you've finally decided on something after thinking about it for a while. It's like when you considered all your options and chosen what you want to do or choose. When you say the word options, it refers to the choices or alternatives that are available for a particular decision or situation. And if you want to ask someone if they had decided on something, you can say...
Have you figured out where you'll be going?
If you have figured out something, you've understood or found a solution. You can also use it when you have finally made a choice about something, as Claire has.
Have you worked it out yet?
This means the same thing. It's like checking if they have figured out a problem or a puzzle. Alan has also figured out where he will be going.
I've settled on driving the Great Ocean Road.
When you settle on something, you choose one option from among several different options.
I entertained that idea as well, but ended up making a snap decision because I found a great deal.
If you are entertaining an idea, you are considering it as a possibility for your decision. Claire found a fantastic holiday deal, which led her to make a snap decision. That means she decided very quickly. The word snap refers to the sound that you can make with your fingers. The sound is short, sharp, and quick, so you can understand why it's called a snap decision, right?
I opted for a short trip because of my budget. I kept my options open until the very last minute, hoping to find a great holiday package deal like you did.
Alan used the word opt and option in two separate phrases. First, he said,
I've opted for a short trip because of my budget.
When you opt for something, you choose that thing from among other options.
I kept my options open until the last minute.
When you keep your options open, you are waiting before you make a final decision about something in case you want to make a different choice a little later. It's like you're allowing for the possibility of having a different choice. There will be times when decision-making is easy, but there are moments it is not so easy. In situations like this, you might be indecisive. If you say someone is indecisive, they have difficulty making a decision. Now, let's imagine that Alan and Claire are on the train going home after work, and Claire is trying to decide how to celebrate her birthday.
I'd like to pick your brains about something. I can't decide what to do for my birthday. I'm torn between two different options.
Well, when I can't decide, I usually go with my gut feeling. What's your dilemma?
I'm struggling to choose between having a small gathering with friends or going on a day trip.
I see what you mean. It's a tough decision. I guess you've weighed the pros and cons of each option. What are you thinking?
What do you think Claire should do on her birthday? Anyway, it's not up to us to decide. Let's review the phrases used to talk about indecision or someone who cannot make a decision.
I'd like to pick your brains about something. I can't decide what to do for my birthday. I'm torn between two options.
Here, Claire said, I'd like to pick your brains. If someone wants to pick your brains, that person is asking for an advice or insight on a particular issue or topic. Claire is asking for an advice because she is torn between two options. If you are torn between two options, you are finding it very difficult to choose between two possibilities. Alan then said,
when I can't decide, I usually go with my gut feeling. What's your dilemma?
Your gut is your stomach. So a gut feeling is like the opposite of your brain deciding. So when Alan said he goes with his gut feeling, he meant he trusts his instincts. Alan also used the word dilemma. When someone talks about a dilemma, they're describing a tough choice they have to make.
I'm struggling to choose between having a small gathering with friends or going on a day trip.
If you say that you are struggling to choose, you are finding it difficult to make a decision.
It's a tough decision. Have you weighed the pros and cons?
When you see someone weigh the pros and cons of each option, it means that they have carefully considered the advantages and disadvantages of a situation before making a decision. Well, life is full of tough decisions, isn't it? Some you might regret, while others turn out to be very positive. I remember that I was very uncertain about my decision to migrate to Australia from the Philippines, and it took me a year to weigh up the pros and cons. However, I believe it was all worth it. Okay, as you know, Yosipa is on holidays, but I'm sure she won't mind if we give her a ring.
Hello, DJ? Is everything all right?
Hello, Yosipa. Okay, don't panic. Everything's fine at the moment. I just wanted to talk to you for some other reason, not about podcasts. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, anyway, I wanted to talk to you about something about decisions because that is our topic at the moment. I just wanted to know, when you migrated here in Australia, is it an easy decision for you?
Oh no, TJ, that was one of the toughest decisions in my life. Like, it was a really tough decision for me, that one. Because I was torn between, you know, following the man of my dreams versus having the career in which I was comfortable and staying close to my family. So I was torn between these options for a very, very long time. I weighed my pros and cons for months before that.
I can really relate on those things, Yossi. But how did you feel after you have made that decision?
Oh, I don't know. On one hand, I don't regret it. I love that I decided to come and live in Australia. But every now and then, I get a little, you know, heartache for my family, for my home, for my mother tongue language. So, you know, depending on what kind of day of the month you ask me, sometimes I'm like feeling really good about it. Sometimes I'm like, I wish Australia wasn't that far, you know. If we could take this continent and put it somewhere in the Adriatic Sea in Europe, it wouldn't fit, but if we could do that, that would be perfect.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people will really relate on those things. But thank you, Yossipa, for your time. But I know that you're on a vacation right now. Sorry for bothering you for some few minutes, but you'll be coming back to us, right?
Yes, I will. Yes, I have to come back. So I'll be back in a few weeks. Please don't break my podcast. Thank you. See you soon. Bye, TJ.
The decisions we have to make in life can range from mundane daily decisions to choices that are very important. And there are even decisions that are so important that they could affect the future of the country. The Indigenous Voice to Parliament referendum will be held on the 14th of October 2023 across Australia. Make sure you can make an informed decision. Go to the SBS Voice Referendum website to find out what is involved in over 60 languages. Now let's practice phrases from this episode. First, see if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean if you are making a snap decision?
Making a snap decision means a judgment or decision made quickly.
What is a dilemma?
Dilemma is a situation in which a difficult choice has to be made between two or more alternatives.
Now listen carefully and repeat after Alan and Claire. First, the phrases to use when we have decided.
I've made up my mind.
I settled on this.
And some phrases about making a decision.
I entertained that idea.
I guess you've weighed the pros and cons of each option.
We also discuss phrases when we cannot decide.
I'm torn between two options.
It's a tough decision.
On our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish, you can find more phrases and practice your listening and understanding skills with our quiz. You can also find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm TJ. Thank you for learning English with me.
SBS Learn English helps Australians speak, understand, and connect.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.